All right. Any moment now, we'll be connecting with ABC News correspondent Karen Travers from the White House. He's obviously got a tight schedule today because everybody's trying to figure out what's happening with North Korea. And the president just talking about this apparently a few minutes ago. We'll have more on this coming up at the top of the hour on the president and what he had to say. The Associated Press, you know, saying that they're still talking. The president saying that we're still talking to North Korea. So I don't know what that means. It doesn't know if that's going to get anywhere for us. But we have Karen on the line there. Okay, so let's head over now live to the White House and talk to ABC News correspondent Karen Travers. Yeah. So the president says now we're still talking, and I think this was maybe part of the plan all along. Let's cancel this and hope that we can get it rescheduled. Perhaps.
Yeah. I mean, the president wants this meeting to happen.
Right.
He is still pushing forward as if it is going to happen. Just a few moments ago, he told us on the South Lawn at the White House that there are still conversations taking place. The U.S. is still talking to North Korea. He says they very much want to do it. We want to do it. It could even be the 12th. Now, that does not seem likely. Yesterday, a senior White House official very much ruled that out because he said that they've just lost too much ground in the last week. The North Koreans went dark. They just completely stopped responding to the Trump administration. There were numerous attempts to contact them in the last week, and there was no response. They bailed on a meeting the week before, a planning meeting in Singapore. So adding all that up, the White House had big concerns about whether or not they were serious about this, whether or not they would actually show up in Singapore on the 12th. So, yes, there may be still conversations taking place, as the president said, but this senior official who's very involved in the details of this said they just lost too much ground in the last week to try and pull this all together into 2.5 weeks.
Interesting. So I think a lot of people assumed, especially the critics of the president, would assume, oh, this is just an emotional thing. And especially when there was reports out there that maybe Pompeo himself, or the Secretary of State, was taken aback by this decision to actually cancel the summit. But it looked like, you know, the summit just wasn't going to happen because they weren't even talking to us, right?
Yeah. And I think, you know, you have to put yourself in the shoes of the president. You know, he wrote The Art of the Deal. He thinks he's, you know, a master negotiator. It's something he really prides himself on. If all of a sudden the North Koreans just stopped returning phone calls and communications, you got to get a little worried that maybe they were going to bail ahead of June 12th. And this president did not want to get canceled on. He did not want to get stood up at this summit in Singapore. So yesterday, that letter he wrote certainly was saying, I'm here, call me, let's talk. I'm really willing to do this. I want to meet with you, but I am not going to be stood up.
Yeah, you're not responding to my DMs on Twitter. Can you send some smoke signals? I also saw he was quoted as saying, everybody plays games. Is that a significant in any way, shape, or form, or just really an acknowledgement that they might be trying to negotiate by being quiet?
So this was in response to a question from my colleague, John Carl. Lindsey Graham was doing some television interviews this morning, and he said that, you know, there was a sense that North Korea was trying to play the Trump administration. And my colleague asked the president if he thought that they were trying to play him. And that's when he said, everybody plays games. You know that better than anybody.
Interesting. All right. Karen, thanks a lot. Karen Travers joining us live from the White House, ABC News correspondent. And looks like we're continuing to talk anyway, or at least according to the president we are. So who knows where North Korea and the U.S. summit is going to go from here.